Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Real smorgasbord of talent in here. We've got Mike Shaw, TK, Te Kahui, and Assorted Hamish coming in to talk about the showdown at the Crown, round two, which is happening this Hature Saturday. Good morning to y'all. How are we doing?
Morena.
Morena.
We are good.
Yeah, we are good. Very good.
You're like a collective conscious. We are good.
We are good.
We are doing very good.
Very good.
I'm glad. It's funny, when we were just out there, we realized that TK and Mike, you guys might have known each other for a very long time.
Well, I don't know about known.
Or they have interacted at least once.
Yeah, yeah. Past a lifetime ago.
Yeah, I used to work at Sammy's back in the day, and we used to have inflatable slides and stuff. I'd set up in the morning, and TK used to play on them, so potentially, I inflated a slide for TK. Look at that. Hey, how's that? How's that for
massive
that local hip-hop knowledge?
And some kind of hidden lore as well. Like, probably, man, when was that first Saturday shift gig, boys, at Dropkicks?
Ooh, 6 months.
6 months ago, like, it was the same people in the same room talking about that first gig of Saturday shift 6 months ago.
Your boy was here, though, right?
Yeah, I had my boy here.
The native bird.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny, a full circle moment from 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kind of go through. Hard out. Pound in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we pounding out here. This year, there's been some. I want to start off this conversation by having some, like, I guess, broader hip hop discourse. There's been some chat that hip hop is sort of dying in the mainstream. Around October, there were no hip hop tracks in the Billboard Top 40 for the first time since 1990. What do you guys make of this discussion or notion that hip hop isn't as popular as it once was compared to, you know, the mid to late 2010s / early 2020s?
Well, I don't know. I'm in the mindset that boom bap's making a comeback, eh? But I think maybe the right people are listening. I think that the way the charts work is it's more pop and algorithm type music, eh? To get to that point, that Taylor Swift type level.
Mm-hmm.
But the heads, the people that enjoy hip hop are there and listening. And I believe it's alive and thriving. Yeah, I don't think that's a good gauge for the actual culture. Mm-hmm. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. TK.
Yeah, that fan base is never gonna die. Hip-hop is, like, pretty ingrained into our whole consciousness, I reckon. Yep. And there's enough of us there that there is a huge community.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the thing. It's, like, hip-hop is a culture. It's not just a genre.
Mm.
Yep. And, like, from the roots of it, it's a pretty anti-establishment. Like, what's happening on mainstream is a little bit of the middle finger up. And, like, that's never going to, like, escape. And you can hear in a lot of, like, mainstream music that isn't traditional rap and R&B, they borrow from hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the style of music videos, the sound of production, hi-hats and trap drums and all that sort of stuff. So the DNA has been there at a mainstream level.
Mm-hmm.
It's just things change, you know, and consumption changes as well. And people's appetites change. And that's the beauty of music, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's never going to die. It's... to say, like, hip-hop culture is going to, like, disappear, like, tomorrow, I think you'd be sadly mistaken, you know?
I would tend to agree, yeah. I think, you know, in the consumerist kind of levels, you know, are all the white kids in the US suburbs listening to hip-hop? Maybe not. But it's, you know, developing and it's becoming more interesting as it goes over time. We've got a quick-fire round locked in here for y'all. So
PS2
throwback. You know we're throwing it back over here.
90s babies.
We panning out. We be throwing it back. Who is the most influential New Zealand rapper for you guys individually? Individually speaking, not like, you know, who's the best of all time?
Ooh, Mariko.
Mariko?
Yeah, I love his pen game. I love his his pen game, his puns, punchlines. He's the GOAT at that. You got to think twice about what he says. You can listen to the same rap 20 times and pick up on different stuff. Yeah, Mariko.
TK?
Tom Scott's been very inspirational for me.
Mm.
His live band work and just feels relatable.
Mm. Mm. It's very New Zealand-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very New Zealand kind of shit. Hamish?
Probably North City Rizzy, like Rizvan. I think for someone who, like, transcends generations from Breaking Wreck all the way until now, and at his age and, like, what he does with his pen, but also what he does in the community through Te Karina up in Tamaki Makaurau and what he represents, is, like, someone to really look at is, like, longevity and still having that integrity and that spirit. And, you know, talking about hip-hop culture, well, there's nothing more hip-hop than Rizzy. And everyone comes under Rizzy. Like, that tree is pretty massive.
Mm. Yeah,
similar to the Tom Scott one.
Mm. Yeah, standing on the shoulders of giants.
Tom Scott looks at Rizzy.
Mm.
Feel me?
Jeezy or Gucci Mane? Who do we think?
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane, hell
Gucci.
Yeah.
Gucci.
Like,
Mike?
None really at the moment.
That verse.
You know, who do you prefer?
Jay-Z.
Gucci Mane or Jeezy?
Oh, Jeezy. No, yeah. None.
I think that versus battle, when they had that versus thing over lockdown, I mean, they got together in the, well, I think it was like 2-decade-long beef. It's like, okay, cool. But like, for me personally, Jeezy. But like, you can't deny the influence of Gucci in terms of like Young Thug and Travis Scott and everyone in that whole Atlanta wave, like what he did to Atlanta. Like, but he's one of the Mount Rushmore of trap music is T.I., Jeezy, Gucci Mane.
Yeah, that's just not really my wheelhouse, eh? Not really.
Fair enough.
My ears don't point in that direction.
No, fair. Well, maybe this next one might point in your direction. Far Side or A Tribe Called Quest?
Oh, Tribe. I mean, Far Side's main, but Tribe's like ultimate forever, right? And
I got more of a legacy.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. But Far Side, man, when that music video, you know, where it's all in reverse, that's pioneer stuff. So they're both pioneers, but Tribe.
Yeah, TK Hamish, what do you guys think?
Tribe.
Oh, no one's betting in the Far Side corner. Damn.
Definitely Tribe from Native Tongues.
That's a little
clearly biased.
Chicago or Atlanta?
Oh.
Can you add more context to the question?
What scene do you prefer, I guess?
Atlanta. Yeah.
Atlanta, trappy sound. Chicago's pretty renowned for its conscious / boom-boppy stuff. Boom-baby stuff.
Well, Atlanta too. You can't forget Outkast.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true. Dungeon Family, and
Killer Mike, Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
I think ATL, because that movie's really tight.
Okay, I got a couple more if you can bear with. Best producer of all time.
Oh, I mean, Alchemist is definitely the best producer of all time when it comes to credentials. But I mean, there's the Premier as well. So Premier and Alchemist beside each other, I'd say, for different reasons.
They represent the era. Tika, who probably have a different question or a different answer. Possibly.
Alchemist is pretty tough. He's like, he's pretty solid. Like, white boy from Hollywood, right?
Well, he was in the Hooligans. Came up with Cypress, but like him and what was it? He was in a duo with a guy who was in Entourage.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Khan or...
Yeah, bro, that's it. Yeah.
But yeah, huge. But Alchemist,
he's a rapper
like,
at that point, eh?
He still sits bars,
and he's mean.
But I think you can't deny the last 10 years, the last 5 years in particular of Alchemist, like, his output's been insane, which 100%. You can kind of attribute to, like, Rock Marcy and Griselda and all that sort of stuff, Alchemist is that dude, and same with Primo, with Nas album coming at the end of the year. So.
Different eras, but champs for different reasons, eh?
TK?
I think a lot of the, like, big producers today are like chilling in their bedrooms, eh? Like they're making like big records, getting placements, putting themselves in positions, but it's like there's just like infinite different waves of different types of producers as well, I feel like. It's hard for me to say I have like one that's like my
go to. That's fair. For me, it's probably Dan the Automator. I love Dan the Automator.
Oh yeah,
he's like
Deltron 3030 and Modeling School.
Love Handsome Boy Modeling School.
And that first Gorillaz album wouldn't be that without Dan.
Gorillaz. Yeah, totally. Well, I think that's the quick fire round finished.
It was fun.
Did we pass?
Thank you. No, you sick. Lost. You
need some more sound
failed.
Effects, my bro, because those sound effects were gangster for Brett.
Alrighty. Start doing the Meek Mill diss track. Oh my goodness. Well, this is like maybe what, the third or fourth or fifth kind of like hip hop collective-y Dunedin gig that's been put on this year, correct?
Yeah, something around there. There's been a massive just rush and wave of motivation from the community, eh? And we're all coming in from different angles, you know. We've got Set Shift putting on gigs. Shout out to Alex G. This is the second showdown at the Crown that he's put on, so mad respect. Native Birds, obviously. It's coming from all different angles, man. So it's fourth or fifth, but it's going to continue, eh?
Mm. What do you put the sort of momentum of this down to? Because I've been in Dunedin for 6 or 7 years now. Oh, I didn't even mean to make the 6 or 7 joke, but I guess I just did. Oh, no. But this, I've never seen a sort of resurgence or community of hip-hop quite like this. So what are some of the factors that you put that down to?
Mana.
Yo. Mm.
Community.
Yeah.
Mm. Hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. I think also, like, we've all just sort of realised that if we want to make shit happen, we can't do it alone.
Yeah.
You know? So
you're in it together.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And there's varying styles. There's so many different styles within the community at the moment, but we're all pushing each other. Because if we all just put gigs on by ourselves, then we probably wouldn't be doing much with it, you know? But if we can all uffy each other and get behind each other, then, yeah, that's when stuff happens.
And also timing as well, I think, is really important. Like, I think the last Oodie Pity Hip Hop Hustle that happened just over a year ago, that one there was
at
quite...
At Eric's.
Yeah. Shout out Johnny. Putting them together, and the whole crew and the whole community, because it's not, you know, obviously, there's four elements of hip-hop, you know what I mean? And it's a wider community than just, like, music, but... it's timing, it's momentum, it's just the right people at the right there. Everyone that is on these bills has been here doing stuff for a long period of time. Like, don't get it ever twisted. Like, everyone you see on bills and lineups has been doing it for 10 years plus. It's just, and there's a lot of, like, support across different generations to enable longevity, as opposed to just, like, one star out of one place. And I think that's across Aotearoa in general. I can only speak from my own experience. Native birds, bird's eye view, ecosystem, tour to chat. But like, yeah, shout out to Oedipity Hip Hop Hustle 2024, because that one there was mad momentum from everything, and then everyone taking charge, like Tika Hui, like opening up for Man Fly Honeys, man. Yeah, like, yeah, that was like instrumental. Like, and like, we've talked about on different things, I'm always going to give these homies props, but like, I can see it from my angle. And it's been there. It's just like, it's all the words, save him again, Tika Hui. Like, it's mana, it's like community, it's it's those things. Like,
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
It's, oh, I can yarn for days.
Yeah, hell yeah, you know.
I can yarn for days for it, so like, I'll hand the mic over to someone else. I've done my stuff.
I also want to touch on one thing that we've talked about in the past, Hamish, where you've said that sometimes people who work in the field of hip-hop in Aotearoa and sometimes in Dunedin have been a little bit reclusive or a little bit shy about releasing or putting on shows. Do you think that is changing a bit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Hard out.
Exposure therapy, like, the more that we do it and it becomes a normal process, the more other people will see it as a normal process.
Yeah,
for sure.
And now it's just like a normal thing. Like, at the start of the year, this wasn't as normal for us all to just be, like, communing this hard and, like, putting on shows together. And now it's just like, we've actually built the community on the back end of this music and the shared goal of us wanting to, like, create and just showcase our stuff. And I love that.
Yeah, and different learnings from different places and experiences. Like, I remember we had a conversation, Tika, about, like, your time in Wellington.
Yeah.
And how instrumental that was in terms of coming back and the learnings from there. And, you know, a lot of us have been in Wellington, Melbourne, Auckland, Tamaki, everywhere in between. And we can kind of come in and put it into a melting pot of all these different, like, styles, influences and informations and care.
Yeah, bro.
And care. That, you know, they should care about, like, the
say
culture.
One more time.
They care. Like, I mean, there's everyone that you see on these lineups actually gives a shit about, like, what they do, but they care about others. And there's a lot of, like, you have to have care. Otherwise, yeah, you know?
You have, like, to have an investment in, like,
you
kind
have
of
to care about what you do, but you care about others, and then things naturally happen. Like, you care about the environment, you care about your whānau, you care about everything in between.
Yeah.
There's no surprise that things are happening at the moment.
Yeah.
It's just there's a lot of people spotlighting in the right way, and we're not backing down.
Well, none of us are going to get any better if we don't do it, you know? Sharpen steel, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I hadn't performed in like 5 years about that. You know, I had kids, which probably didn't help, but I hadn't performed in ages. And then coming into this year, I've had like 5 gigs in the last 6 months.
I've had five more kids.
Yeah. Oh, no. But I can see it, like, for myself and everybody else as well that's on this journey together, is each gig our confidence is growing, our performances are getting better, and people are starting to come back to the gigs. You're starting to see the same faces show up again and again and again. Yeah. So it's just a snowball effect, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Mike and TK, you guys have got some words in the chamber. So let's get a little cipher going. We're just gonna load up the instrumental, and we'll get it going. Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Promotion. All right, let's get it going.
Yeah. Shout out to Cold Case on the beat. Foul Play Syndicate, man. And Vicargo. Another shout out to Alex G. Shot, brother. You turning up on my headphone a bit? Yeah. Check it. What did you expect, man? Hey, for me to roll over? No go, son, I ain't going cold polar. Opposite, microphone in my holster. Get used to our names round town on them posters. This is hip-hop, while you pop like a toaster. I'm always gonna rap like I'm supposed to. Yo, I've gone through the motions, now the option is coasting up. Being myself, we just a drop in the ocean. I got them big bars like Wonka Vision. Took me a while to separate from the hate that's long division. And the math don't add up. In my mid-30s, still rapping, plus a dad, bruv. And I'm not gonna act like I got a plan. But these rats come to shore like they spotted land. Yeah, I'm smooth with it, head feeling fresh like a new fitted. If the shoe fits, make moves in it, And I don't need a hook, man, or a chorus. My thoughts are enormous, get caught where the door is. Social awareness creates space for the weirdness. I'm taking out my demons cause I face where the fear is. If there's a fork in the road, I'll try both ways. Learn from my failures until it feels okay. Nah, yeah, I ain't here to move back, but boom, back to the future. I'm here to prove that where the wordplay. First at the scene with the first aid. Apply pressure and elevate the wound. I celebrate the milestone to tell them in the room. I feel the funk flowing, you could tell I'm in the mood. Yeah, I feel the funk flowing, y'all can tell I'm in the mood. Cheer, TK, get it.
Let's go! Yeah!
Kahui, brother!
Okay, I'm stone cold, I start like a new chain. Steve Ross, ice cream on a new wave. Munchies, monkeys off the Montes. Donkeys like that politician want peace. I'm one key off a trip with the SD. Only L I ever took was in the UG. I felt smart, felt nerd like Eugene. I changed the software with some new jeans. Switched it up like it's a new theme. Like patchwork on some pants with some new seams. Old clothes, new clothes, it's the same thing. Flowers bound to grow if it's raining. I thought I would be rich before 18. I'm 22 now, I'm still waiting. I wanna make my way out to Beijing. Private jet vibes, yacht sailing. I got my sketches on so I shape up. I used to sleep in but now I wake up. Yeah, they ask me what I do, I say not much. Crown set six, we gon' show down. Yeah, showdown. Crown set six, we gon' show down. Yeah,
we gon' show down.
The cross at six, we gon' show down.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Super fire heat over here.
Yeah, it's crazy as well.
Fano, tap in. Saturday showdown, 6th of December.
Under the radar, Lincoln bio, all that stuff. Red time, gig guide R1. Shout out everyone who's listening on the frequency.
Hell yeah. Well, speaking of the gig, by the way, that was incredible. Speaking of the gig, there's 10 acts, including y'all, Dita, AIXG, Scapegoat Mercy. You know, what kind of what range of hip hop can people expect to hear at this thing?
A whole range, a whole variety. None of us are the same.
No.
That's the thing. Everyone on the lineup, and I think, like, yeah, there's big ass lineups, but everyone has their own style and flavor.
I mean, you could probably hear a difference between TK and myself just then, you know? But
Yeah.
So it just continues throughout the bill. The variety of talent, really.
I mean, Compost and Trellis, whole band as well, and they're bringing that kind of element to it. Isn't just hip hop, it's again, hip hop is a culture, but like the style of music is ever encompassing of what's going on, you know, and community, you know what I mean? Everyone, doesn't have to be a rapper to be hip-hop. You can be a fashion designer, for goodness sake, you know what I mean? Or you can just be a radio DJ.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're there for the right reasons and like can witness some greatness, turn up to the crown.
Yeah, you can be a fan as well.
Yeah. Hard out. You're just like a lover of good music and storytelling. And different shapes of form across different generations.
Absolutely.
I assume this is the last blowout for the year.
No, there's another one after this next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys are on a roll.
Yeah.
Holy.
We've got a few like in the next couple of weeks there. Like,
right
different
before
shapes
the
of
year
form.
Ends.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think if everyone thought that like the Native Birds Aotearoa like presented by Radio 1 was the last done, I don't think that you were awake at the time of, or you didn't even turn up to the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, like, you can... There's no reason why we can't be having gigs on an ongoing basis, especially while students are away. Let's get our reps up. Let's do what we do. And really just, like, particularly give back to the people from Utiputi who, you know, like, we're doing it for them as well as other people too. You feel me?
TK, Mike, have you guys got any releases for 2026 locked in?
Yeah, I got a few things.
An EP, an album, chance, mixtape.
I got a single dropping February the 1st, Paper.
Cool.
With a little video.
Cool.
Which I'm looking forward to releasing. I've been holding on to that for a while, but much to my, I've just been taking advice to slow down a little bit on the releases, which is quite hard for me, but yeah, it's good. And then I got an EP I'm working on with a fella called Should Be Sweet up in Ōtaki. And another EP I'm working on with Cold Case, who made that beat earlier. So,
great beats.
Bunch of collabs going on as well.
Go Antique. Awesome. What you got?
Yeah, I'm working on some new stuff, eh? Got this song Separate Ways. Should be dropping sometime in January. It's very exciting. Mm. And all the songs that I'm going to drop are to be made yet. So.
I feel that. And you hear.
I mean, like, sometimes a good way to kind of. Hear what's actually in the works as you go to live shows, and quite often like artists are actually performing unreleased songs at their shows to test them out in that live environment.
Yeah,
and they may never see the light of day on streaming services or physical things. It's just come to shows. That's where magic happens, you know. The realest experience of music.
And you can go catch some magic at the Crown on Saturday at 8 p.m. As tickets are available from Under the Radar. You can see Te Kahui, Alcatraz, TF Cuzzy, Compost and Trellis, Sick Boy, DD A Friend, Shoba, Mike Shaw, AIXG, and Scapegoat Mercy. Thank you all for coming on the program here. I'll get some
Funkmaster Fliss.
Super Saiyan, come on.
Charlie Sloth, what's going on, man? Fire in the booth.
All right, gang.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.